ESPN 97.5.
I listen to this all the time.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
That's what I'm saying.
A Gao Media station. This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. 7:01, John and Dell. So we're about to start the show. Lance has been here. It's been this may be the worst day of Lance's life so far.
It's pacing poorly.
Got here, and the first thing that Dell asked him, what'd you write about Sports Map, Lance?
I didn't even ask that. I didn't even think he had a topic. I said, hey, did you write your Sports Map article? Oh, what the?
What the?
Just like a dad. Like, that's a total mom or dad move. Did you do this? Oh. Did you take out the trash when they already know the answer and they're setting you up?
Why? How did he know you didn't write?
It was a good lucky guess. That's the only way.
Did he know? How would he know you didn't write? Did you expect an answer?
I didn't finish. I got one paragraph left.
Lies.
You don't even have one. It's due 2 minutes ago.
He didn't even know he had something to write.
Yes.
He was like, what are you talking about?
Would it be? Why don't you just write the box score of last night's Rockets game?
On a serious note. I thought I was going to get robbed this morning.
What?
I parked my car at the Starbucks, watched a little basketball, a little tired this morning, but for a good, we'll talk about it, but it's good reason. And that's a for real 9:30 game. That wasn't hey, it's a 9 o'clock, hey, it's an 8:30.
No, it was.
It's an old school 9:30 game, even though it was on players only. Because only the players are allowed to talk or watch, and no one else's comments matter.
And that's so
annoying because that's all they ever do.
So riveting.
They want you to know you're not part of this.
Right.
Nobody.
It's their league. Okay.
But it feels like they're telling fans that, too.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Players only.
Well,
don't comment.
Well, I don't know if you saw the Twitter argument I got in with Dan Orlovsky. Oh, if you're not part of it, then don't say anything about quarterback play.
When did this happen?
This happened a couple of days ago, and Dan Orlovsky.
Commented on one of my tweets yesterday.
Did he really?
I swear to God, it was somebody stole my stuff again, and then I pointed it out. I retweeted, pointed it out, and he just said, "Good for you" to me, which I don't know. Maybe he meant like "good for you" not telling somebody to do their own work or something. I don't know. I don't know why Dan Orlovsky's all in our business. He didn't follow me.
No.
What is Dan Orlovsky all up in my ass for? But he didn't do anything negative. But
every time Dan Orlovsky makes a comment, they show him running out of the end zone.
I know.
I wish that would stop.
Are you serious?
Yes, Twitter? Every time. Oh, yeah. Well, you're real credible, Dan. And they show him running out of the end zone. Well,
what happened with you and Dan Orlovsky? Wait, hold on. My Starbucks thing can wait. I need to know about you and the Dan Orlovsky
beef. No, just he said, if you never played the position, why are we listening to all these people talk about the quarterback position if they never played the position at the highest level? And if they're not part of the game, we don't need. And I was like, oh, really? Really, Dan?
Wow, no one's allowed to comment.
Did Bill Belichick or Bill Parcells or Greg Popovich ever play the game at the highest levels? We shouldn't listen to them, Dan.
That always annoys me that you...
Yes. You can't have an opinion just because you didn't play the position Dan Orlovsky?
You need to understand something. Before any of you listeners right now go, well, that's true, you shouldn't... Then you shouldn't comment on music ever.
Or
you
politics.
Shouldn't comment on food. You shouldn't comment on politics. Stay up off your Facebook about politics. No. Don't talk about what food tastes good and doesn't. Don't talk about movies, what you think is a good movie and not a good movie.
Because you're not a critic.
Music, because you're not a critic. And you didn't make a movie. You have never been a performing artist. You have no right.
And even more than that, the people do work. And they actually put in a lot of... You put in a lot of time watching film. You can have an opinion about it. It's not like you don't work at it. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what you do. Just because you didn't play the game at the highest level.
I get annoyed when I see people comment who haven't put any time in on stuff at all. And then I have to check myself, just like everyone's got the right to an opinion, even if it's an a lot of times our opinions are going to be uneducated. I mean, that's just the truth. Most political opinions are uneducated. No. Whether you're on one side or the other, you probably haven't truly studied you've heard someone else talk about it, and that's, you've adopted that. You read an article and you adopt their ideology or their thought process. Same thing with, you don't know what goes into the food world. You don't know. But we all have opinions, and we all have a right to express those opinions. Right. Some are just going to not be that educated.
Well, right. And in the food business, hey, that tastes good to me. Hey, that doesn't taste very good to
That's
me.
That's all I mean.
But it's probably when
people start saying, you know, this has the they need a more of a fatty component here, and they're like, that's what chefs will give you the same thing.
Basil obviously doesn't go with the, you know, whatever.
Well, draftniks have got to drive guys like Dan Orlovsky crazy when they start talking about, you know, I just didn't think his anticipation with the windows was that, and especially with college, there's not a lot of game. Like, I can see it on my game tape.
However, you can't see that,
though. You can if you have end zone tape a lot of times. Sometimes you can't because they don't do a wide shot.
I said to him, Dan, I can see with my human eyes if a guy is inaccurate or if a guy, you know, is making poor decisions.
Oh,
we can see that. We're not idiots. Blake Bortles and Dan Orlovsky think that we're all a bunch of idiots out here.
What
Dan
did Blake Orlovsky, say?
Blake Bortles a couple of years ago said, y'all are at kindergarten level. We're in college as far as what we know about football, and all of you critics out there are in kindergarten.
No, you know what? They are in college compared to kindergarten, but guess what? Some things are kindergarten level.
That's right.
It doesn't take a lot of knowledge.
I can read cat and dog.
Like to talk about,
I can see that you missed that guy very badly.
Yeah,
Blake.
Talk about reading safeties. Okay, that's one thing. It was interesting watching tape with Sean Salisbury one morning. On a Sunday. We did that a month ago. That's one thing. But talking about your accuracy, no. It's all right there.
We can see it.
Sorry, Blake.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dan.
So anyway, speaking of you not writing your sports map.
No, that's
what
we were talking about.
It was kind of.
How sideways did we get? Did you get with Dan Orlovsky? Go to that again.
No. I'm writing mine now. I'm going to write mine. I'll have mine done by the time this show's over. And hopefully you will too, Lance, because it was due 7 minutes ago. But okay, so you almost got robbed today.
Well, I just was, that's maybe a little hyperbole. I pulled into the
store. So there was somebody that was seedy there, and you thought.
Happened to be someone behind him in the line. Looked a little sketchy.
No.
And really the guy was just reaching for his wallet.
No, so I pulled up. I just saw this lady walking with her backpack, and, you know, I figured she's going into Starbucks to do work. Like, people are in there all the time with their spreadsheets or whatever they're doing. Well, I guess they have their spreadsheets laid out across the table. It's actually on a computer.
Yeah, right.
But so I pull up. I wait for her to pass as she's headed there. I pull up and park, get out of my car. And as I turn around, she's like right there under my chin, like, ah! And she's like, I'm disabled and I need some donation for coffee.
Well, then.
And I'm like, I thought you were going to go work on. I didn't know you were going to panhandle me, or I would have taken you more seriously when I was pulling
up. I'd have waited until you left.
I would have stopped and waited for you to keep walking, because I swear to God, she must have immediately, as soon as I turned, pivoted and sprinted to my car.
Yeah.
And as soon as I turned, she was all up in my grill, just like, excuse me. And I just got done hearing a story about somebody getting robbed. Now, this is in New Orleans, about somebody getting robbed when they were in New Orleans, and it started with two girls talking to them, and then guys came out from the bushes like, you're talking to our girls? And it was a total, like, he's like, this is the biggest setup of all time. So as soon as she was under my chin, immediately I'm like, what the hell? She goes, I need a donation for coffee because I'm disabled.
You appear to be walking around just fine.
Yeah, I said, here's, and I pull out of my pocket, and I got $2 bills, and I hand her a dollar bill. She goes, there's two of us. And I want to say, I don't see two of you. I didn't say that, but I immediately thought, I see one of you. What do you mean? You're rolling around for somebody else?
No, me and the other me.
I know. So I said, take them both. I said, here you go. I don't want any static. I don't want any smoke this morning. So I start. So immediately, she gets it and she turns.
I know. You think she orders two coffees for her and
Her and her friend?
Yeah.
Herself? She may have. And she turned and immediately starts walking the other way. And in my mind, for 2 seconds, I thought, why are you walking away from the coffee? But then I thought more wisely and said, well, you know what? If I'm panhandling for money for coffee, I ain't going to Starbucks.
That's true.
Because it's going to take you all morning to get enough money for you and your friend.
Right, exactly. I'm going to 7-Eleven where
where
59 cents gives me the gigantic cup of coffee.
Yeah. So just for 1 second, I thought, you're walking away from the coffee. Oh, no, you're not. That's like saying I'm hungry, panhandling, and not going to a steakhouse.
So what you were saying is, what you wanted to tell her is, come back. It's over here.
The coffee's over there.
You want to stand in line with me? No, you said, just keep going.
No,
own way.
I'm glad
and your friend.
Glad I still have my car, and because I thought somebody was just running up on me, getting ready to.
Oh God, that is scary.
Mm-hmm.
Was she bigger than you?
No, she was tiny.
Okay, so
it was embarrassing.
So you were scared of a little woman.
I wasn't scared. I was startled because I didn't expect her to be under my chin whenever I turned around. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, I wish they had a warning, some kind of an alarm on them, a siren or something.
Panhandler. Whoop, whoop.
Right, where you could sit in your car and on your phone and you're like,
stopped. Like 3 or 4 deep at the light, and the guy starts to make the walk. Like,
oh, you got
to
get on your phone.
Where's my phone? Fake call, fake talk. Look at the
texting. I'm in the middle.
And this is the worst.
They stand and stare at you.
Like, man, the balls on this guy.
Shouldn't there be some kind of etiquette for that?
Yeah.
Shouldn't it be against the law for a panhandler to be looking at you directly?
It's called reckless eyeballing, and I don't think they should be allowed to stare at you like you're the bane of their existence, and the reason they're panhandling is because of you.
Yeah.
Like, and my kids, 100% out of 100%, give money, Dad.
Yeah.
If they have money in their pocket, they'll give them 5.
That's nice.
It doesn't matter. They want to give money all the time. And then, my daughter.
Well, isn't Mason going to turn him in, though, for, soliciting, illegal soliciting on the street?
Are they supposed to solicit on the street? Is that legal?
Mace.
Mace, what are you on full snitch mode again? I've got a kid who is the biggest snitch of all time.
Seventh grade.
But Snacks and Mati, my littles, 7 and 9, when they do their prayers before dinner sometime or whatever, we're doing it during Lent. One is for, and please let the homeless people, when they get the money, not buy alcohol or cigarette. Maddie is always, not cigarettes. We don't want them to do cigarettes. She always says, do cigarettes. We don't want them
to do cigarettes either.
Let them get a lot of food
beer.
And then hopefully get a really great job.
I always ask him, are you going to use this on beer? No. Well, then, no.
My wife, you don't ignore them. Oh, you've never ridden with me when I'm so. Are you saying you and the Usted Form wife who's texting me or saying I don't? Because I ignore plenty. I treat them just like kiosk workers.
I like
workers
to give them money, too. But I want to make sure it's for alcohol.
I give money plenty. But there are times where I'm just like, it depends on which day you catch me. I'm not saying I give money plenty of times.
Yeah.
But I don't sit there and just always engage.
Not
there are times, especially if I don't have money, I don't need the stare.
Yeah.
And I don't need the kiosk workers, all of them. Sir, excuse me. Can I see something? Israeli deep sea salt or whatever, dead sea salt. I already know.
No.
I already know where this is going.
Oh, they're they're worse. Guys spitting on my windshield than mall kiosk guy.
100
or girl.
Squeegee mafia over kiosk
rocking
barkers.
Rocking my car.
Way better. This is somebody screaming at me, hey, you don't know this? Clearly something's going on there.
Sir, would you like that? No, I don't want that. Stop spraying crap on me. All right.
That happened to me coming back from a revelry. So I took an L with Miami losing to Loyola. And I'm driving home. I'm about to get on Pierce Elevated. And the homeless guy goes, hey, brother, anything will do. And I'm like, oh, man. I mean.
Hey, brother.
Yeah, black guy out there. So he drops a brother on me. I'm like, man, my team just lost. I don't want to talk to anyone. I just want to go home. And I'm like, you know what? I'm stuck here. I'm at a light. I'm like the third guy. There's no way, even if the green light flips right now, I'm going to get through this light in time before he gets over to me. I'm like, all right. Thing in my pocket. The hey, brother thing got me. I kept staring.
Hey,
and then I'm like,
I mean,
all right, buddy, I got you.
Aren't we all part of what? See?
Yeah.
Aren't we all part of Wakanda?
By the way, my
not
wife.
You. Me
is,
and him, though.
No, I could be.
My wife is just...
Oh, she's crushing you.
Killing me. Always give dignity. So, and we always pray for people with food and shelter nightly. That's true.
That is true.
Even if you don't give money, give dignity.
Give alcohol.
You look to give dignity.
You know what?
Dignity.
I'm going
to
keep beer in my car.
You know what? It's not me not giving dignity if I pretend like I have a phone call. It's me just getting out of that uncomfortable stare down. That's all that is. Do I need to give dignity to people who are trying to sea salt, to dead sea me? Or like, excuse me, sir, can I rub this on your wrist? Like, no, come on.
See?
I know okay. I need to exfoliate.
Nicole,
nothing's going to help
kiosk
this.
Kiosk girl? Okay.
Yeah.
Nicole?
Should I give dignity to
dignity?
That? Dignity? I start spending $120.
No.
They got a special deal.
No.
If I get three things, I'm going to get two for free. I can get five sea salt things for you.
Yeah.
Is that giving dignity?
No, that's not dignity.
Sometimes you
those
just got to...
people don't deserve dignity.
Those people.
The
Cecil, the mall kiosk people. By the way, great news.
We got to deal with it
no,
on the other
side. No, this is huge news.
What is it?
Bomber dead.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously. Austin Bomber was killed this morning in a standoff.
Oh, no way.
Swear to God.
Did you see like the 12-year-old that was going to shoot up the school? He was killed too. Did you see that too?
What?
It's just crazy.
No, but package.
Bomber's dead. Cool.
Yeah, seriously. On a serious note, It just came out the Austin Bomber is in a shootout and detonated a bomb and killed himself.
Oh,
so the Austin Bomber. Oh,
what
so
a shame.
Sad.
What
too
a shame.
Bad. So sad. Austin Bomber.
Not
dead.
Exactly the unit bomber, was he?
No, but he got off two more yesterday.
Yeah, I know. But well, one of them they thought wasn't. It was something else. It wasn't one of them. They thought was something else. But the unit bomber lasted like 25 years. This guy...
Was it that long?
Yeah, it took a long time.
I don't know if there was any rhyme or reason to what the Austin Bomber was doing, but once he stepped it up to two more yesterday, it was like, this guy's just... It's not going to be much longer because clearly going to get caught. But that's really good news.
That is great news.
Hey, you know what, wife? If you want to come in and do the show, you can just come in and do the show on panhandling stuff and sea salt people.
Or maybe she could talk about the Rockets.
I just
when
say,
we come though, back.
No, thank you. Oh, that's hilarious, because if you want, we can start talking about how you treat people who solicit at our door.
Ooh.
You don't just say thank you. It's super rude. I talk to them.
Oh, wow. That is
yeah,
ugly.
Yeah, she gets
ugly,
super rude ugly. To solicitors.
Let's talk
treat about, them with dignity.
You know who should be treated with dignity? Everyone at Trailer Wheel and Frame, okay? Because, well, they live a rough life. Listen, if what? You... If you are somebody that's looking for a trailer, well, then get over to Trailer Wheel and Frame. Get to 8222 I-45 north of Canino Exit and buy a trailer from these people because they need you, okay? They need you today. Listen, can you find it in your heart to buy a trailer? If you can, then get to Trailer Wheel and Frame. Trailerwheel.com. You'll see all. And when you see the Ranch King trailers and you see the composite flooring with a 100-year warranty or the body, the frame that has a lifetime warranty. I don't know which is longer, 100-year warranty. What about those old people that are running sprints? They're like, oh, really? Composite? That's not going to last my life. It's only 100 years. Well, here's the deal. They'd rather have a lifetime warranty. So if you're looking for a great way to get the best trailer. If you haven't seen their trailers, they're fantastic. You will love them. And anything that you need for your trailer or your pickup truck, it's all at trailerwheel.com. 8222 I-45 North, the Canino Exit. It's Trailer Wheel and Friends.
Guys, I want to talk to you about your Houston Rockets. Another W yesterday. Shutting down the hottest team in basketball with a win streak, blah, blah, blah. Rockets play cooler again. And guess what? The Rockets' roster composition is pretty good composition. It's one that is set for now and for the future. And if you want to lock in on those playoff tickets, you want to see that very special run this year, you can get VIP playoff priority access by signing up right now for the long-term season ticket package. Let me tell you what they're offering. It's the first time they've ever done this. It's a three-year season ticket package, and you think, well, that's a lot to commit to. Well, let me just say this. The Houston Rockets are going to lock you into the same rate from year one all the way to year two and year three. So if there are ticket increases, you will not feel them at all. You will get the same rate for all 3 years right there in the club level. So if you are a business or you are a company or you want to, you know, you want to do some, if you want to utilize that not only for fun, but also as a potential business expense that you can send your clients, boy, that's a great opportunity for you to lock in on the same rate for three, full years. Go to Rockets.com for more information or call 713-627-DUNK and call about those tickets today, and that gets you priority access to this year's playoffs.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, so the Rockets won last night. How efficient? My goodness. You want to talk about efficient and inefficient. James Harden, 13 of 25, 5 of 7 from 3. While Damian Lillard and C.J. McCollum 0 for 12 from 3. And the Rockets win by 4. James, I mean, not that he needed it. I mean, even if they would lose all of these games, I would imagine James is still going to be the MVP. I don't know how there's any way, shape, or form.
So I thought this game, you know, we talked about what's the game that defined it. This was it. 42 points, 7 of 13 from 3, 13 to, no,
no 5
of
7
from 3, 13 to 25 from the field. This was the defining MVP game. I think this will wrap it up for James.
Except there was a late West Coast game that a lot of people won't have seen.
Yeah, but they'll see highlights. And my point is that they went in and beat a team on the road with the 13-game win, a long win streak. They went and beat that team on the road, and James not only put up 42, it was a highly efficient 42. And his moves to the basket and step-back threes, I mean, he had tons of highlights. His two moves to the basket, one with a dunk on Farouk Alamino, and the other one was on Lillard, where he got past Lillard with a crossover and then went from one side of the basket over to the other. Two highlight reel finishes off the dribble. Then it's just a ton of splashy, you know, step back threes. Like, to me, this will be the game that I think people will look at the end results. They'll see the highlight reel stuff and they'll say, this is James's.
Well, I don't think, you know what? I don't know that he needed an MVP moment this year, really. And I don't know. I'm not sure last night was, although he was spectacular. Anytime you shoot 25 times and you score 42 points and you win the game on the road against the second hottest team in the NBA, then obviously he did what he did. ESPN this morning, for some reason, Michael Jordan's name came up. And they're talking about him in the same terms of being able to score and do whatever he wants with the basketball. And Daryl Morey, obviously Daryl Morey is biased in this thing. But he says that one-on-one, James Harden is as great a scorer.
I truly believe that, too. James Harden is an electric scorer maybe as we've ever seen in the league, and that includes Jordan. And here's why I say that. And with all, I'm not saying he's a better player than Jordan, but as a scorer, just a scorer, James can hit step-back threes. He is a phenomenal, one of the great finishers of all time. He has a tremendous first, second, and third step. He gets a lot of depth with his steps, and he can blow by and finish. He is a finisher with both hands. He can finish with dunks. He's got English around the basket. There's really not much he can't do from a finish from the third level, which would be three-pointers, and the first level, which is layups and dunks. He doesn't have the mid-range because it's really irrelevant. Like, that's not really part of his repertoire because he doesn't need it. Like, he just doesn't need the mid-range game because he can get to the basket and finish. Once you lose a little bit of a step and they contest you all the way to the basket, that's a problem. His blow-bys yesterday from Portland defenders was astonishing because he couldn't get there at first. And then, especially with Lillard, and he kept yo-yoing between his legs, and then boom, he was gone. And he couldn't stop him. And you think about it, the ability to shoot threes, to make free throws at a high clip, he's one of the ultimate scorers. I mean, Jordan was just phenomenal, but Jordan did it a different way. A lot of post-ups. Jordan could shoot outside. He developed that game. And I don't like killing. You know what I don't like doing? I'm very careful about comparing. A lot of people like to say, well, LeBron could do this and Jordan couldn't. So LeBron's better than Jordan. Like, you people are fools. Number one, Jordan wasn't asked to do it. You have to remember the time. Like, you can't hit. Larry Bird was a great three-point shooter. He didn't shoot a whole lot of threes when you look at it historically, because that wasn't the game back then. They thought, and they didn't shoot tons of threes after practice. Their idea was, why would I be shooting a 24-footer when I can shoot a 12-footer? That doesn't make sense. Well, then math got involved.
Yeah.
And then math said, wait a minute, but what if we do work on our three-point shots and we get
I've adjusted field goal percentage. If you hit 33%, that's 50% from two. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the math works. If you can shoot it well, damn, why not take those? Take that.
No, it's interesting watching the Rockets in their last two, I guess, marquee games in terms of, is this team a contender? This is a big challenge for the Rockets. They win one last night, they lose one against Toronto. And just thinking about how Jeff Van Gundy says it's always it's a make or miss league, because as much as the Rockets have changed the way they play ball, when it comes down to it, in the final minutes, it's going to be, are you going to make a shot or are you going to miss a shot? Because we talk about the Rockets are different. The ball movement, they're different. Chris Paul can stop runs with his mid-range game. Other guys are making shots. They're differently constructed. But when it came down to it, how they stretched their lead against Portland, James made tightly contested long jumpers. And then when Portland made their comeback to get it close, the Rockets had a couple bad possessions where they didn't get good shots. So I think they're good enough for it won't matter for most games, even in the playoffs, where they're going to be good, so good the first 45 minutes, the last 3 minutes probably won't matter. But I think for whatever reason, the NBA always devolves into, can you make a contested jumper to win a game or seal a game, or can't you? And the Rockets, the one they missed, they got the rebound for, and then Chris Paul made free throws. I just think it's interesting how no matter how you play, whether it be the Warriors, the Cavs, the Rockets, all the best teams in the NBA, it comes down to make or miss.
I think that's very accurate, and that's the one thing that makes me nervous, is you can still see that even inside this all-time great regular season that the Rockets are having, they'll have the most wins in Rockets history, you still see it on occasion devolve into iso ball late in games where James yo-yos until the shot clock's almost at zero, and it's like, wait a minute, let's just do what we were doing for the first 46. Mm-hmm. Why are we changing things? It still happens like that. That is accurate, and that's the one thing that does scare you, is it turns into an ISO league late in games. It still eventually devolves into ISO leagues instead of guys getting into their sets earlier and playing the same ball. And I don't know why. I don't know why that. And that's across the league. It's across the league. Best player gets the ball, ISO ball. And with James, you just worry about, don't settle. You can see when he's not going to penetrate, and when it gets to 5 on the clock and you know James is about to try to find a way he can step back, and it's going to be a highly contested shot because everyone can see it's going to be a step back. I hate when it gets there in games. I hate it. That's why I like, and when the lead's high, like it's been most of, you know, we don't really see that until the end of quarters, the end of halves. So we're not really forced to have to worry about that stuff.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about the stuff. I love the ball movement of the San Antonio Spurs a couple of years ago. The tremendous team basketball. I'm not a big fan of James. Now James had, boy, he just felt it. He just, his handles yesterday, he just loved having the ball between his legs. And I mean, look at, I mean, your ESPN is on it right now and blowing by guys. I'm not a big fan. Just not a fan of isolation basketball.
Look at this. Watch this one.
But, yeah, I mean, he's just so good at it and so unbelievable that they're the best team in the league because of it.
Yeah.
That's the style of play that we got.
And they're not going to change. But it's just interesting to see. It seems like they take away their advantage when they turn it into, hey, James, we're going to need you to dribble for 20 seconds at the end of the game. And if you make it, we win or we seal the game. And if you miss it, we might lose. And the other team gets a shot that maybe win it. It just seems like, you've been great for 45 minutes. Why would you change your style of play and give the other team a possible chance to win a ball game when you're not playing at your best?
Right. Well, I mean, but that's not any different than.
Everybody does it.
Across the league,
And it's been done. Although Jordan gave it up. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Jordan would stand out there, dribble, drive, and dish. And Kerr hit the shot. BJ Armstrong hit the shot.
1-4. Yeah, you're right. They went 1-4 sets.
Yeah.
Where Jordan wanted a two-way go at the top of the key. James likes to operate either with a screen and roll, or he likes to operate just off center.
Yeah.
Where he creates a little more space to go right if he needs to, because he didn't need as much space to go left. But his ability, you know, his handles are really
tremendous.
Highly underrated. Yep. It's never talked about how good he handles the ball.
All right, let's catch up on breaks here. We're not even catching up on breaks, but okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, so Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, so they're going to have some new offers for you that are going to be coming up. But just know this, when you head down to Angleton, they take it very seriously that you're making a stop out there. Now, for some of you listening, it may be a 15-minute drive. Some of you, it may be 20. For others, it may be 45 minutes or even an hour, if depending on where you are in the city of Houston. But I would not be I wouldn't even be speaking for them if Craig DeSerf and I and Rick Trenner and the DeLuna brothers and everyone out there, first of all, I know them and I know the kind of business they do. But secondly, we've talked about this. Hey, Craig says when they come out here, we understand that we want to have not only the selection with a huge variety of vehicles, but we want to get them the best deal possible. And we want to be able to save them $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 just for making the trip out here. So when you make the trip out to Angleton, they're serious about not only getting your business on that day with great prices and trade-in values and service and quality of selection, but getting the business of people who you know because you're so happy with the car you got or the truck or the SUV. Look, it's Chevy, it's Buick, it's GMC. Tremendous crossover vehicles. Pickup trucks like the Sierra on the GMC side and the Silverado, the Chevy Suburban, the Yukon on the GMC side. You've got the Buick Regals and Enclaves, and there's so much to choose from, but it's the people who you buy from. Craig DeSerf and Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, it's going to make the difference. If you want to look at all the inventory they have, go to LanceZCars.com and get started right there. But don't be afraid to make that trip to Angleton and save thousands with Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. I remembered
each flash. This is Jose Altuve, All-Star and MVP. If you need a new vehicle, get down to Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC. Chevy, find new roads.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh, you God. Have you watched Ricky Gervais' Netflix stand-up yet, though? You haven't seen it? Oh, my God. It is
humanity.
I watched it yesterday.
So good.
It is so funny.
He basically goes after all the Twitter people who have gone after him. And, but in a different way. Like, it's not mean-spirited. It's just basically, he's just basically pointing out.
And you're right. It's so stupid. Twitter went, he's transphobic and all of, and he's like, and it, he explained every, I mean, could not have been more transparent about it. Now, he does take shots, but oh well, he takes shots. That's what a comedian does.
Well, what's happening now are comedians are getting pissed off that their rules are changing. Yeah. People are trying to change their rules, I should say.
And, so they're,
and they're starting to fight back. Dave Chappelle did it. Ricky Gervais is doing it. They're starting to basically saying, no, we're going to carve back our space and make sure you don't take our space.
It's what comedy is. We make fun of stuff.
Well, and if comedians are big enough to where they can do their specials and you can't do anything about it, you won't have power over them because they're going to do whatever they want to do. You ever heard Anthony Jeselnik?
No.
As a comedian? Dale, have you heard Anthony Jeselnik?
I've heard.
Or Jeselnik, as I think
bits, is how. Not entire special.
Oh, my God. He is the most. His jokes are so brutal in nature
that,
like, Comedy Central had to just. The Anthony Jeselnik show, they had to just, like. He wanted complete freedom. They're like, you can't do these things. And he goes, all right, we're shutting it down then. And he shut it down, like, after a year. I'll play some of his stuff during the break. It is the true definition. He just tells jokes from joke to joke to joke. You don't see where the punchline's going, and it's always so cringeworthy. It's like, oh, my God, you can't do that. But he does it, and he's never relented, so no one can really say anything.
Well, and Ricky Gervais was, too. He was, and the stuff, it's just hilarious. That dude is about the funniest guy ever. Ricky Gervais is about the funniest guy ever. So, highly recommend it. All right, some stuff that we haven't gotten to. Zay Jones. Goodness gracious. That dude has some issues.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to jump out of a 30-story hotel window. And he's naked. Naked in the hallway with blood everywhere seems to be an issue. There is a there's a bit of a problem there.
Felony damage to property. So he was arrested and charged with felony damage to property after an incident that involved his brother, Caleb Jones, on Monday night. We are aware of the incident involving Zay, the bill said in a statement. We're still in the process of gathering information.
And that's all we'll say.
At this point, we will have no further comment.
So Zay Jones is the Bills wide receiver, came from East Carolina, the most prolific pass catcher in NCAA history?
He has the most receptions in NCAA history.
So
I wasn't as high. Just let the record reflect. Lance had a grade that was much lower.
And he broke the record of his teammate, Justin Hardy, went to ECU too. So that Lincoln Riley obviously at OU, but he came from East Carolina.
It was a bunch of just throwing, catch and run stuff.
But Zay has some serious mental issues. And there needs to be something. You can't just go, okay, well, all right, well, let's see what the criminal charges are and get out of this. And then come on back and play football. They need to take a look at dude's head because he is.
Well, either that or, you know what NFL people say whenever they see this stuff happen or sports people? Spice. Always the synthetic.
Yeah.
Because the synthetic makes people go out of their minds. It's an issue with Quanjo. Cyrus Quanjo or
who
Ari
was it
Quanjo?
That was jumping out the window?
Cyrus Quanjo was like in a cornfield somewhere naked.
Yeah. Who was it that was jumping out the window last year, the hotel window?
Oh, it was, it was 2 years ago from Ole Miss. It was Kandichi. Oh,
yeah. Robert Kandichi. Haven't seen him since.
They've got the whole video, by the way. They've got a video naked.
Yeah.
They've got the video on TMZ.
This is damning for Zay. There's real issues. And speaking of which,
who the hell was videoing this, by the way?
I don't know. And, oh, by the way, if I'm his brother, I'm like, dude, can you stop? Or whoever you are, can you please stop videotaping my brother naked
in the
hallway?
You know what? This is just a...
It's a surveillance, a security camera. And at the same time, Jonathan Martin has to surrender to police. He's facing 6 years in jail for the threats that he made. This is a bad time to be threatening any kind of death warrants for people. I don't care how they bullied you or whatever, to be carrying around an axe, a loaded shotgun, and a knife, and to be posting on your Instagram or Twitter or wherever he posted it, that when you're a bully victim and a coward, your options are suicide or revenge. And then putting the names of your high school and Richie Incognito and Mike Pouncey.
Yeah.
This is a bad time to do that. I don't know if you heard Jonathan Martin.
Yeah.
But now, I don't
have
is the
to take
answer,
that stuff seriously.
Is the answer prison for Jonathan Martin or some kind of a rehabilitation
place? No, it's not prison. It's not prison. He made a threat. The guy's got issues.
He's got issues.
Still very much, he's a tormented soul. The thing he clearly has not gotten over the fact that he feels like he's a coward for not responding to these guys. This is going to be intense therapy. This is not a guy who needs to go to prison or jail. He needs help. He needs help getting his mind right. That's all.
Yeah.
To get that done. But,
will that ever be right? That's a question.
Yeah. I don't know. But you don't want him in a place like this. I mean, this sounds like classic, school shooter type stuff where people decide that they've got it in their mind that somebody has wronged them and this is the only way they can get revenge. And that's what that is. I mean, it's the same mentality. That's what he showed. And at least he showed his desire to do so publicly so people could stop him before something tragic happened. At least he showed that. 'Cause he was talking about going to a school.
Yeah.
He was talking about going to a school.
Yeah.
Like, dude, what?
Yeah. No, that's a bad thing. 744 ESPN 97.5.
Austin Ballmer dead.
Congratulations, Austin Ballmer.
Dead. Congratulations to the police who had him, FBI actually.
So, speaking of cowards.
Faced him down and he detonated himself. And so Austin Ballmer, after what, six explosions that they had?
So, unbelievable. Yeah. You detonated yourself. Good. That's awesome. Good for you. That's about as cowardly as it gets, leaving unexpected people bombs. You just, I just can't. I have absolutely, dude's dead. Oh, well.
Yeah. No,
guess what?
So you had the front page of ESPN right now, Harden scorches Trailblazers. And the second story is Harden won't be denied and bid for the MVP. I think he sealed it. No. Yesterday, it's for sure. He had a huge lead. Yesterday is when you put the super glue on it because it's done. It's a wrap. Anything short of a monumental collapse by the Rockets and James Harden, there's no chance they don't get him. So he's going to have, what, a 2 seconds and a first for MVP?
Yeah.
2 seconds and a first. That's strong. Yeah. Over 4 years, James Harden will have 2 seconds and a first. For all this, and what he needs, though, is go off on the playoffs, get to the finals.
That's what he needs.
And then all the stuff goes away. Because it used to be John Elway is a loser in the playoffs, and John Elway's a loser.
Yeah.
John Elway's a loser. And then when John Elway won, it all goes away.
Yeah.
It all goes
away. Well, and he wasn't a loser. I mean, dude got his, and Jim Kelly's not a loser. He got his team to the Super Bowl 4 years in a row. That's not a loser. I mean, right. I don't care what you, oh, well, he didn't win. Okay. They dominated the AFC for all those years, and they just couldn't get over the hump because they had a field goal kicker who missed wide right by by 2 feet.
And there just happened to be an era where no AFC team was getting over on the NFC.
Yeah,
I mean they were four of the times, but every AFC team was losing.
Really
to
good
teams.
Team. Yeah.
All right, 746 ESPN 97.5. What about my man Mark Klein? Mark Klein is ready for you to give him a call. This is a time when people are getting engaged. This is a graduation time. We're getting close to that, to graduation. We're getting close to summer. We got birthdays. We got all kinds of stuff coming up here. And you could use some kind of a diamond or a pendant, earrings, whatever it is that you're looking for. Mark Klein has everything in jewelry that you could possibly need. And he's got it at a better price than other people. And I talk about that all the time with Yuval over at Texas Mattress Makers, how they're a manufacturer right there, and they got the retail right there. So their costs are lower. Well, if you've ever seen Mark's operation, he's got the store front, but then in the back, he's got the elves that are all working on all of the jewelry back there. And you're gaining, you're the one who's benefiting from him making it and doing it right there on the spot. His overhead is less. He doesn't have all those stores. He doesn't have all that. He goes and he buys the diamonds himself in Vegas and makes sure that they're all exactly what he's looking for and the best diamonds he can find. All you got to do is get there, all right? He is at Fountain View and Westheimer between Houston's Restaurant and Jason's Deli. He's right in that shopping center right there at Fountain View, and he's ready for you to get on over there. Mark Klein has been doing this for how long? All right, forever. KleinsJewelry.com. That's KleinsJewelry.com. You're looking for the best in diamonds. You go see my man, Mark Klein, over at KleinsJewelry.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John, Lance, and Del. 713-780-3776. Is there anything that you would like to talk about? You're more than welcome. We were just talking about Jonathan Martin and Zay Jones and their issues. We forgot to mention this Steve Francis arrest. Steve Francis wrote an article, right, for, was it the Players Tribune? And he talked about his alcoholism and how he had a problem. Well, apparently that problem is still there. He was arrested in a California bar for public intoxication. So Steve's still having some issues.
Mm.
You know, it's their stuff. They're famous, so their stuff is all out there. Stuff happens.
I read that article, by the way. That is.
Yeah, how he sold crack. And,
yeah, he was a Johnny boy.
Yeah.
Who would basically was a lookout for crack dealers. And he was pissed about being mentioned as a crackhead, wasn't he? He's like, man, I sold it. And I had a drinking problem, but don't say I use crack. My kids are going to read that. My family's, my grandma's going to read that. I never use crack, which, you know, usually you don't have to see people.
Well, and if you don't have any evidence of it, why are you writing that?
Well, because it's out there, because that's been something that's been out there for a long time. His appearance changed.
That's a rumor. Right, what, many people think he's doing crack? Is that what you're saying?
Steve's appearance changed so drastically that everyone thought, then I heard he had a liver disease. But
you should never write that unless you know that that's the case.
Oh, you mean other people shouldn't be writing that?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know that. Well, that's just like people talking. I don't know that there's any official. That's what I'm saying. I don't think there was an official article like, we think Steve...
Yeah,
Francis,
but
that's,
again, that's a...
Oh,
well, he's out
talk.
There reading it, going, what the bleep?
Yeah.
Who the hell is writing that I'm doing crack? You don't know. How do you know?
Well, just people on the streets talking. And, like, I was hearing that from people who go to clubs with, and they see Steve Francis, like, the word on the street says Steve's on that crack.
Right. Yeah.
So right. You don't think people are going to talk? If you see somebody, you'll say something like, ooh, she's had work done, or ooh, he looks
well,
this
that
or that.
Is, no, but
that's
there's...
Gossipy. There's gossipy. That's gossipy.
There's evidence. There's visual evidence. Boy, she had some work done. But, either it's ooh,
yeah, but
boy,
other people
she had some
thought,
work done, or it's woo, she
but
had some
other
work
people
done.
Thought. To be fair, other people probably thought, ooh, there's visual evidence here. His face looks different.
Well, yeah, but a lot of things could cause that. Again, we're going right to crack.
Well, people go to crack.
Okay.
Yeah, people go to crack.
Uh-huh.
I mean, his decision making wasn't spectacular.
No, but again, that's pretty damning.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, wait a
minute.
You
never like calling people crackheads.
You mean he's a Republican? So we're going straight to white supremacist? Okay.
That's a little
okay.
That's a little much.
It's a little much
that's a
to
little
me.
Much.
Okay, but okay.
I like
but
that.
That's 2018.
I prefer to judge every man by his character and every woman by their character and not make sweeping generalizations.
Is your wife still listening?
No, that is how I do it. I don't just call people crackheads.
No, I know that. I know you don't. But we give people dignity, Lance.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
That's what we do. Lamont says, your intros, your first segments are odd to me. That's because we do whatever we want to do. We don't have
well,
people
and
tell
I
us
told them. Him, I said, I just like the first, I hate formulaic radio. Oh, well, and we must set up the show and we have, and this is what we will bring you over the course of the next 3.5 hours. I like it where it's a couple of guys that are just picking up a conversation, but I didn't have to be there for the end of the last one. That's what I like. I don't want it to be. And in this show, we will welcome to the show. And today we are going to focus. Okay, great. Whatever.
What does we talked a little bit about panhandlers in the first segment,
right?
And then we talked about James being MVP. It's maybe a different.
That's a different way to go about
things.
A show. I get it.
But all these people now just on in my Twitter mentions with their ways to get rid of panhandlers. like it's a how-to guide.
But that's our
and
listener.
Brian Zygo says, years ago, I dated a woman who managed a homeless center in Albuquerque, and she drilled into me not to give money to panhandlers. Now I just give them the palm down, hand chop in front of my chest, and they move on. I guess that's, I don't know what that means.
What is it?
Palm down, like no panhandle. Palm down.
What is palm down? And
I don't know what that means. Like chop. I'll chop your hand off if you keep
in
asking for
chest?
Money.
Like this? Oh, am I giving the double?
Is he suck
it's
sign?
It's not the DX sign.
Is it the DX? He's
no,
talking?
No.
I gave two finger chop to the crotch.
Well, Ken says they is not just pretending to be on the phone, but to be shouting into the phone at the top of your lungs, and the panhandlers just move on. That is a good thing. If you're in an argument on
that's
a phone,
I always do.
No
I
one
like
interrupts
I'm
you.
No
one interrupts you. Not even panhandler.
So last night, how many of you guys stayed up? I'm curious because actually at this time, it's 7:56. We got to break it right now. How many of you guys stayed up for the game? Oh, coming up in just a second, Terrence Thomas is going to join us. He's an old listener of the show. He's one of the... He came to our very first event ever, John and Lance, the very first one. He was an old Rome caller who lived in Houston.
Yeah,
who used to hear Rome. And then when we, you know, took over and we were the lead in to Rome, Terrence would come to our events. Yeah. And I'll never forget. He told me, like, here's what you need to do if you want to be successful. Because he had gone to a bunch of events, Rome's events in California when he was, you know, young and just taking off. And he gave me some great advice. He's got something really cool going on for our listeners. If you love the Masters or you love the Aggies specifically, you might want to listen here in about 5 minutes.
What if you don't love the
either
Aggies?
One? Yeah.
Well, do you love the Oscars? Do you love the Grammys? Do you love the Longhorns? Do you love the Rockets? Do
There's
you love
something for everybody? Is what you're saying?
There's going to be something
right.
for everybody,
not just Aggies or
the Masters,
but specifically
or tremendous people that love the Masters.
That's terrible.
But specifically Aggies and Masters.
Right. Well, because that's right here today.
Yes. Yeah. Before we go, though, I would like to point out that Fred Fowler, who is the editor of Sports Map, has tweeted out the. What's coming on? Actually, what's there on Sports Map? This is his
I'm
tweet.
Not going to listen to this.
Happy Wednesday. Sports Map is loaded with Jerry Bowes knows he's on his red hot NCAA picks. Dell on his bad decision. I don't know who this person is. Patrick Creighton takes on the Texans, and Pac Man Joel Blank on Kelvin Sampson and UH. And his final thing, and Lance Zierlein to come.
Wait a minute. What's Lance's article? Because he has it and he's editing it right now. He's
yeah, because I had to change some stuff that I wrote
no,
about
but Fred,
the Rockets.
Fred promoted everybody and then mentioned, oh, by the way, Lance is going to be here at some point
that
as well.
That's passive aggressive.
A bit.
Hey,
just a bit.
Hey, I got 240 characters. I need to mention that Lance hadn't sent me his article yet.
Just by the way, and Lance is to come. All right. You know,
means there's editing being done. That's what that means.
By you.
Hey, how about tomorrow night the games resume and you got a chance to make some money on it? Well, not if you're not with mybookie.ag, you don't. If you're with mybookie.ag, you can make money, people. And the most important thing, I keep on saying it, but it can't be more important, is that your bookie pays. Is your bookie going to pay? Because if your bookie's not going to pay, well, then why even bother? And it's just the worst. The worst. Your bookie wants to get paid when you lose, and you want to get paid when you win. And that's what happens at mybookie.ag. Happens every day. And if you're looking for a great way to, you know, here's this too. Most every bookie on the street, you know what? You give the money that you make the bet, you lose, you give the money. At mybookie.ag, you put in the money and they'll match 50%. No bookie does that. Okay, so in other words, you're getting 150% of your money out there that's going to be gambled instead of just the 100%. 150%. That's what you're doing at mybookie.ag. So go to mybookie.ag, put in promo code radio at mybookie.ag.